What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Mater Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Jess Kelly is on hand to talk about the Christmas techie gifts, and this time the limit is €100. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, we were up to €40 last week. What have we got now between 40 and 100?
You know what? It's amazing how far €100 will go when it comes to tech. These gifts today are more sort of focused on entertainment, whether that's personal entertainment or entertainment for the home. And what we have is sort of a good mix of bits and pieces, none of which actually reach the €100 bracket. So I'm doing very well with my money this week.
All right, let's talk about true wireless stereo earphones from OneSonic.
Yeah, this is an Irish company. We reviewed these headphones a number of weeks ago. So many people got in touch with me in the aftermath of our review on this show saying that they bought the headphones and they are blown away by the sound quality that comes for them. They're $59.99 and you can buy them from OneSonic Audio. As I said, they're an Irish company. All of the team there sort of have a background in live music production or music production. And they're excellent. They are really, really good. They are in-ear buds. They charge in the little Bluetooth case and they are just a dream. So if you want in-ear headphones but don't want to break the bank, this is good. Also, for any teens who maybe want to have headphones on their Christmas list for Santa, this could be one for Santa to check out.
Okay, because you can spend a fortune on, say, the Sony or Samsung buds and the same with... Well, Apple devices are devoted to Apple, aren't they? The long, skinny things.
Yeah, the AirPods, yeah, they can pair. But these ones are universal. They work with everything. And the beauty of these is that they're not going to break the bank. But also, if you lose one, it's not the end of the world. It'd be a different story if you paid £300 for them and one of them went walkies. So the company, again, is called OneSonic Audio.
Now, Chromecast, you're a big fan of Chromecast, but this time it's Chromecast with the Google TV. Now, what's the difference between Chromecast and this one?
Okay, so the Chromecast plugs into the back of your TV with a HDMI port and allows you to stream. The beauty and the difference with this one is, again, the part plugs into the TV, but you're now getting a remote and a different interface. So you don't actually have to use your phone to control the content. The little remote will allow you to pull content, and this is my favourite thing. It pulls content from Netflix, from Disney Plus and Amazon Prime. So say, for example, you're sitting down and you want to watch a comedy movie. Rather than having to scan through each of those three apps individually, this interface pulls all of the comedy movies. So you're seeing one from Prime, one from Netflix, one from Disney Plus, one after the other. And it is a beautiful user experience. You can also control the volume. It is voice controlled. And then it allows you into the other apps on your TV as well. So it kind of becomes the only remote that you need. But I would highly recommend it. It's slightly more expensive than the other Chromecast. It's $68.85 at the moment because of the VAT reduction. But I've had it for the last 6 or 8 weeks and I love it.
Okay, and to be found where?
You can buy it directly from Google if you so wish. You can also buy it in the usual retailers, your Harvey Norman's, Currys, PC World, that type of thing. But I would highly recommend it because, as I said, it's you think the Chromecast is fantastic, and it is, and then you get this next layer with being able to just pull the content from the three different apps. So I do think it's definitely worth it.
Now, JBL Go 3 speaker, what's that?
This is another Bluetooth speaker. So last week I mentioned under my €40 gift guide bracket, the Jam speaker. It's a very small speaker that pairs to any device via Bluetooth and the sound is fantastic. This is, I don't know if it's bigger again. It's kind of like three, and this is a very 80s reference. It's kind of like three cassette tapes back to back in terms of size. But the sound quality is up there, you know, very close in terms of volume and such to the Bang & Olufsen one that I have that costs multiples of this. It's €56. Again, it pairs to anything. So whether you have a laptop with Bluetooth, a tablet, your phones, multiple devices compared to it as well. The sound quality has blown me away. And what I love about this is its portability. It's so easy to just throw it in the car and take it with you. Obviously, we're not traveling at the moment, but when we get back to it, this is the ideal companion. So if you have someone who's very particular about their sound quality, but again, you don't want to spend hundreds and hundreds of euro on a speaker, the JBL Go 3 is definitely worth checking out.
Now, Kindles, you've got a bargain.
Yeah.
In Kindle.
This is an absolute steal. So the original Kindle, it's usually €89 and at the moment it's on sale for €60. And you know, Pat, I've spoken to you many times about this. I'm a huge fan of the Kindle. There are different models. There's sort of the basic Kindle, there's the Kindle Paperwhite, and then there's the Kindle Oasis. The Kindle Oasis is close to €400. But they did a brilliant thing with the original Kindle last year, and that is they put the backlight on it. So that used to be one of the big selling points for the Paperwhite. But now you have that on the basic Kindle, which you can get at the moment for €60. And you can get books from the Kindle App Store, but also you can sign up to your local library using an app called BorrowBox. And you can then download books that way. So that you have a few different options, but I have to say, I am a huge fan of a Kindle. If you're looking for something, whether it is for, you know, a family Christmas Kindle present, if you're looking for something for a young relative who likes to read, I would highly recommend it. Of course, it doesn't replace books, but it's an excellent accompaniment for anyone who does love to read.
Okay. I'm interested in that BorrowBox. And that works with your local public library anywhere in the Republic?
Yeah. So you just, you go on, I think it's borrowbox.ie is the website. If you're already a member of your library, you can put in your sort of membership number. Otherwise, you can sign up there and then on the website. And the way it works is it's just like the library. So they have certain numbers of digital copies of books, like the Harry Potters, for example, are always on loan. But for other books, you can search them. You can hold dibs on one. So you can say, OK, well, look, it's not available now, but it's available in 2 weeks' time. Then they'll email you saying your book is available now. Do you want to download it? You download it and you get a 2 or 3 week period to read it. And then it disappears off your device thereafter. But you can save an absolute fortune. You can also download audiobooks as well, which are so helpful, and save you that monthly subscription on Audible.
Now, Echo Dot, how much and what is it?
This is, so usually it's €60. At the moment, because of the Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales, it's down to €40. And the Echo Dot is Amazon's smart assistant. It's the Alexa that we hear so much about. They've redesigned the Echo Dot and it looks beautiful now. It looks kind of like a giant grey tennis ball, which doesn't sound that nice, but you should Google image it. It's beautiful. This is going to be one of the most popular gifts of this year because they've become so much more affordable. When these first came out, they were over the €100 mark. Now you can get your hands on one for €40. It can do things like, you know, giving you a rundown on your day. It can write your shopping list for you. It can control certain elements of your home. It can tell you the news. It can play you music. It's a really good assistant to have in the house. This is, as I said, is Amazon's version. And for €40, you can't really go wrong.
Google Nest Audio, also a bargain at the moment.
Yeah, and this is possibly my favourite gadget on the list. So this is, Google Nest is the new name for the Google Home, so that Google's smart assistant. The Nest Audio is usually €98, but it's down to €78, which is a fantastic price. If it was me, I would go for the Google system infrastructure over the Amazon one, because I feel like they just talk to more things that we have here in Ireland. It's better localised to Ireland versus the Amazon products. I mentioned the Chromecast earlier on. If you have a Chromecast and if you have a Google Nest Audio, you can tell the Nest to turn on your TV. You can plug in the Philips lights and it'll turn and turn off the lights. It'll sync to your Google Calendar. It is, for me, one of the most useful smart assistants that are available out there. And the other thing that's great about this is it's pure speaker and it's a decent size as well. So if you have, say, an open plan living area, or if you want a room that you, if you have a room that you want to fill with sound, this absolutely does it. And it is great quality as well. There's none of that sort of peaking or distortion in any way, shape or form. I really, really like it, I have to say.
Okay, quick technical question. If you are connecting, say, speakers by Bluetooth, but you have the option of connecting by HDMI or by optical, is there a difference in quality?
It depends if you're streaming the audio. So if you're streaming the audio, you probably will be better off in connecting it up. Also, it depends if there's anything else that'll interfere with the Bluetooth signal in the room. So if you have a Bluetooth speaker in your kitchen, perhaps, and your microwave is on and your dishwasher's on and all the other bits and pieces are on, that could interfere with the signal. So you may get a higher quality if you plug it in. But I do think, you know, they're upping their game in terms of the Bluetooth connectivity and minimizing that disruption. I connect via Bluetooth to everything and don't have any issues so far anyway.
Few questions. Can Jess suggest a projector for movies and gaming for under 150?
You know what? I've looked at projectors and there's none that have blown me away enough to recommend one as of yet, because in terms of the ease of setup and also the quality of the picture, I haven't found one, but you're about the 98th person to ask me. So I will do my best to find one for you for next week.
Did you take the plunge and purchase the Apple Mini Mac?
Oh, that's so funny. You're ratting me out now. So I put up online that I was contemplating buying the new Mac Mini M1 last night. It's 700 and something euro, and the speeds that are being reported from it, the ease of use. It's the new Mac that's smaller than your phone. You just plug a monitor into it, you plug a mouse into it, and then you are laughing. I haven't done it yet, but I think the second I leave the studio, I may have to do it.
Can you use your Chrome Sat remote with Now TV?
No. And this is something that is worth pointing out. So Now TV, as we know, is an app that you can download onto your phone and you can Chromecast the traditional way. The app infrastructure isn't built into the Chromecast with Google TV as of yet. I do anticipate that changing. But at the moment, so say if you do buy it and you use it for Netflix, Disney and Prime, you can then just get your phone and Chromecast the traditional way from the Now TV app to your TV, so you can still get it online.
Okay, and someone can't find that headphone site. Can you say it again so that they
can locate it? Yeah, so it's One Sonic Audio. And what we'll do is we'll tweet it out. I'll tweet it out and we'll get the Pat Kenny Show Twitter to retweet it, so you'll be able to find it there.
Okay, Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much.